Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Thank you, Jim, and welcome Trendy's new and pre-existing to the podcast. I am Mike Quackenbush, and this is the weekly show where I round up everything that was trending on the internet, subtract stories from HollywoodLife.com or those containing hard-to-pronounce names, and then serve it up to you, all hot and snarky. Ready? Let's go, Wang Chung. On Monday, the most searched term was Jennifer Lawrence photos. Over 500,000 people wanted to find Jennifer Lawrence photos. And not just any photos, mind you. These were photos of Jennifer Lawrence without her clothes on. Nude photos of celebrities were pilfered from the cloud on Sunday and had started making the rounds by Monday, Kate Upton's being second only to those of Jennifer Lawrence. Dozens and dozens of other celebrities, more than 100 in all, were part of this, I don't know, what is this, a scandal? What am I going to call this? It's not really a publicity stunt. Redditors dubbed this a fappening, but I think that's a made-up word. It's obviously a violation of people's privacy. It also makes me realize that everyone else understands the cloud better than I do. I'm not sure how to get things from the cloud. I certainly don't know how you would steal other people's clouds or cloud files, I guess, right? Cloud particles? What do you call those? Ugh. I think the cloud eats Snapchats when they expire. That part I feel pretty good about. Well, anyway, I'm going to call this nude photo scandal thing New Photal. If you have impeccable taste, like I do, then you were far more interested in stories relating to two 80s rockers that broke on Monday, but were outshouted by the volume of New Photal on Monday. First, Jimmy Jameson, the most famous lead singer of Survivor, died of a heart attack at age 63. And I'm betting the 20-somethings that write SNL's Weekend Update beat me to the burning heart joke that presents itself after a quick glance at their Wikipedia page. And Falco was trending as well, to my surprise. Falco, believed to have been killed in a driving accident years ago, has resurfaced as a striker for Manchester United on loan from Monaco. Tuesday, the Celebgate fappening, rechristened New Photal by me, was still trending as some people coming late to the party wanted to know how all this happened and where are the goods. Federal investigators have launched an inquiry into how such a widespread breach could have taken place, and I think we can all rest easy knowing that the government is now on the case. Though slow-moving, impotent, and generally behind the times, if there is one thing the U.S. government knows, it is all the really clever ways to invade people's privacy. So figuring this out should be a cinch if they've got anybody above the donut gopher from the NSA working on this one. Wednesday's top trend was Betty White, and I was delighted that researching this story did not lead me to any nudes of the 92-year-old comedienne. An article about White dyeing her hair blonde led spelling-challenged internet goers to mistakenly believe that White had died, and by that I mean she had perished. However, relief swept the World Wide Web when someone pointed out that dyeing your hair and losing your life are not the same thing necessarily. Trending underneath Betty White was Black Adam, the arch-nemesis of Captain Marvel, and this was thanks to a tweet from Dwayne Johnson. The wrestler and movie star confirmed via Twitter that he will play Black Adam in an upcoming Shazam film being developed at Warner Brothers. Captain Marvel is a confusing character to consider, and let me boil it down as best I can for you, trendies. Captain Marvel is young Billy Batson, endowed with powers by a wizard named Shazam. When Billy speaks the wizard's name, he transforms into a Superman-like character. His powers are more magic and mythology-based than they are science fiction-based. But in the 1950s, Superman publisher DC Comics successfully sued Captain Marvel publisher Fawcett Comics over the similarities between the Man of Steel and the Big Red Cheese, and in this case, DC Comics won. In fact, they acquired the license to Captain Marvel in the 1970s, and by the 90s, they owned the entire Captain Marvel universe outright. But all of this did not stop a long-standing trademark battle over that name between DC Comics and Marvel Comics, who you can bet have their own ideas about a character named Captain Marvel. And so, because of this decades-old confusion, with the launch of their New 52 Universe reboot, DC Comics finally caved and just renamed their Captain Marvel Shazam, which is what we've all been calling him for years anyway. You know, most of the time I have to make stuff up to sound like I'm in the know, but with the occasional superhero story, I can actually speak from a point of expertise. But it is exhausting. Also trending was War Machine, and here I was getting all cocky, thinking I had another comic book story to cover, but no. And I never read War Machine anyway. But the War Machine making headlines was a bonehead that legally changed his name to War Machine. His birth name is John Copenhaver, and he is a mixed martial arts fighter and is not just a loser on pay-per-view, but a loser in life as well. He'll face charges of assault, battery, coercion, and apparently this is still a thing, lewdness. Copenhaver typically loses fights in a matter of seconds, but when his opponent was ex-girlfriend, 23-year-old Christy Mack, he left her hospitalized for several days with a lacerated liver, facial bruising, fractures, and missing teeth. Copenhaver's lawyer, Brandon Sua, told the press that, quote, "People need to understand where to draw that line from his character as War Machine and a person as John Copenhaver," end of quote. His client, shackled at the wrists and ankles, then shuffled by while actually frothing at the mouth. Sua then remarked, "I've already lost this case, haven't I?" For just a little while longer, our pals and great show sponsors Cobra Electronics have a pretty sweet deal going on. If you want to trade up, you can trade in. Right now, you can trade in any navigation device, any CB radio, any radar detection system from any manufacturer at all and get credit toward your next Cobra purchase. Upgrade to a state-of-the-art device and Cobra will take your old obsolete device, regardless of the brand, right off your hands and give you credit toward your next purchase. But an offer this sweet ain't gonna last, Trendies, so you best head over to Cobra.com right now and check out their trade-in, trade-up promotion before it's gone. Thursday was all about Joan Rivers as over 5 million people searched her up as news broke of her death at the age of 81. Although initial autopsy reports were inconclusive, new information coming to light just as I am settling into research this podcast indicates that an elective surgery on Rivers' throat may have led directly to her death. The New York State Department of Health will be looking into the matter, but tried to clarify in saying that elective surgeries are not simple procedures and are all the more risky for senior citizens. It is unknown if opting out of the surgery would have also endangered her life. Rivers' mostly plastic body will be encased in ice and placed in the North Atlantic Ocean for the Submariner to discover. Meghan Trainor was the top trend on Friday, and the debutante has only really been in the popular consciousness since the arrival of All About That Bass back in June, which has gotten lots of radio play or whatever the 2014 expression is for an overplayed single. While I am recording this, that song happens to be the number one tune in iTunes. But the arrival of her new song, Title, is what got her trending on Friday, as pundits and bloggers opine over her lyrics, which have been called everything from anti-feminist to, of course, pro-feminist. Many of the same people who praised All About That Bass for its not especially covert take on female body image issues are now flapping their bandwidths over the message of Title, in which the subject yearns to be awarded the title of girlfriend and objectified as a trophy. The only thing no one is arguing is that she writes catchy pop songs that are making millions of dollars. But there is argument aplenty over whether or not she is a suitable role model for girls. Meghan Trainor started writing songs when she was 17. Now, the chart-topping songstress is the ripe old age of 20. While it is certainly not out of the question to think that relevant, insightful work might come from a 20-year-old pop music flash in the pan, it is important to remember that we're overanalyzing the lyrics of a 20-year-old pop music flash in the pan. It seems entirely possible that she might not have enough life experience to write really mature, nuanced, and balanced essays on gender roles. Meghan, if showing off your booty and being prized like a trophy is your thing, you go on singing about it. Forget about girl power. That's real power. Saying whatever it is you want and feel without the need to justify it to a fickle public. Allowing your creative output to ruffle feathers and go right on cranking it out with undiminished confidence, that's real power, free of any feminist tag or other label people want to hang on you. If your songs promote retrograde relationship values, don't fret, Megan. Here's another $10 million royalty check from the world for your next number one hit. And here's a quote from a pop music flash in the pan you might remember from the summer of 08. 1908, I mean. This is from Teddy Roosevelt. Quote, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena." End of quote. Hey, big thanks to Doc6464 for that 5-star review in iTunes and for making me crave petite fours. Big thanks to Cobra Electronics for continuing to sponsor this increasingly offensive and tangential show of mine. If you wish to feel more appreciated, Trendies, you can sponsor this show next year or just leave me a 5-star review in iTunes. One costs quite a bit more than the other. The choice is yours. I'll see you in about a week right back here with another edition of The Trending Show. But until then, adios, amigos.